Now, just a word of warning about the next item. If the kids are listening, you might want to switch off for a few minutes. Organised orgies are coming to Northern Ireland. Infamous sex club Killing Kittens is set to open a club in Belfast later this year. The club, which already has tens of thousands of members in Ireland, is set to organise swinging clubs in Dublin and Belfast this year. It's open to women aged 18 to 45. Men of any age can join. Guests must wear masks at all times. Emma Seale runs Killing Kittens. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Well, I'm terrible, thank you. And the commentator, Lada Sharma, is with us this morning as well. Good morning to you, Lada.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So what happens at these parties, Emma?
They're aimed at women. So it's sort of 70 to 80% women come along. Everyone's masked. Everyone's been vetted. So they've submitted application forms and photos beforehand and gone through the vetting procedure, and then when they turn up, they're in sort of stately homes and private penthouse kind of apartments, and there's a drinks reception to start with, open bar, and then sort of people disappear off into the playrooms and bedrooms, and sort of 50% of the people that come along all get naked and stuck in, and the other 50% just come and enjoy the party. So a lot of things happen at the party.
Not the type of thing we want in Belfast, Lada, and the type of thing that maybe some people can't wait for.
You know what, Stephen, it makes me so incredibly sad when I hear these sort of things. I really do. I came across a movie last night on BBC 4, and I don't know what the movie was about. I just happened to be flicking, and the scene was this European doctor helping these African women in some part of war-torn Africa who had been raped and abused by the warlords, and these women are forced to being treated like pieces of meat. And yet here we have people who live in a world where they can be free to make good choices, and they choose to be pieces of meat. It is just staggering how...
Can I just cut in now and ask how exactly are the women who choose to come to my parties, who choose in their psychology... This is what they want to do. This is what they want to do. They want to explore their sexuality and be free and independent to explore that without being judged. They're choosing to do that. How exactly are they being used as pieces of meat?
How is a girl and a girl having sex together being used as pieces of meat? Listen, I understand why you would be so defensive about this. Of course, everybody has a right to choose what they want to do. But, you know, sometimes you've just got to stop and think, what are these choices really about? Are these choices about you making money in clubs and tapping into the most...
No, I'm providing an environment, a safe environment,
there's a
controlled environment where women can explore their sexuality. And these are women who want to do this. They are not being used as pieces of meat. I can understand.
Hold on, right?
We've
got to be able to hear you both. Go on, Lada.
Well, you see, this is exactly what I expected. I expected this whole baloney about, you know, choices and about, you know, my right and my this, and there's a demand out there. There's a demand for a lot of nasty things out there in our society.
And that's your opinion.
Am I allowed to finish, Emma? I know you don't like what I'm saying, but please respect the fact that this is my choice and my opinion.
Hold on.
Let me chair this. Okay, Lada, you finish your point, then Emma, you can respond.
The point I'm making is, yes, there's a lot of nasty things out in our society that people would demand to have. But it's what we have to set some boundaries as what is the right thing to do. We have serious self-esteem issues amongst the young girls in our society who have been abused in homes because they thought that was acceptable for them to do. Here we are with these women who are business women, or they are wealthy women, or they're spoiled girls. Come into a club where they say, look,
spoiled girls, can you not slag off my members? You can have an opinion.
Lada, we've got to let Emma finish now.
Sure,
go on, Emma.
Go ahead. Sorry, Emma.
Okay, do you know what? You say I'm defensive, and you say, you know, and you've slagged off my members and been rude about, and you've judged them when you know nothing about my members. You know nothing about the setup. Let me finish. You know nothing about the setup. It is your opinion in your head that these women are being used as pieces of meat. You haven't spoken to any of the women that come to the parties. I grew up in the Middle East. I have seen some really disgusting things that go on with women. And one of the things that drives me and drives my business is to allow women to have that freedom, have that independence, have the choice to choose to explore their sexuality without being judged, without having this forced upon opinion that if they go and have sex outside of marriage and outside of a straight relationship, they are pieces of meat and they're a prostitute and they're a whore and they're a slut, okay?
Hold on, that is not what I said. I didn't say that if you have sex outside marriage that somebody is being a slut. That is
entirely
different issue.
You've just said these women are being used as pieces of meat.
No,
you
but
said these women are being
they
used.
Choose to
they
go
are not.
Into a
you
club
know nothing about what happens at these
meat.
Parties.
Whereas women in these war-torn places are being forced to be a piece
I
of meat.
I know
meat.
That. I know
difference.
That. And these
it's
women and my members,
they're exactly the same thing. It's just
it's
not
exactly the same thing.
It's a glossy environment.
It's not exactly the same thing. There's a difference. There's a massive difference, which an intelligent human being would be able to see. The women in war-torn countries are not choosing to be pieces of meat. Those women in those countries, it's terrible what happens to them, but they are doing that. They are not having the choice to do that. They are being forced into that, and they are being used as pieces of meat, and that's disgusting. The women that come to my parties are choosing to be there. They're exploring their sexuality because they want to, they choose to, they have the freedom to, and the freedom in our society gives them that freedom, and no one's being hurt. So as far as I'm concerned, if no one's being hurt, if everyone's trusting, if everyone's choosing to do that, then who am I or you to judge?
You might have seen this story in the Sunday Life. Here's Terence in Belfast. Morning to you, Terence.
Stephen, I am absolutely disgusted with you.
With me?
Yes.
I'm not going to the party. Don't start in me.
Yes, you giving free publicity to this woman who's running a sex business. I mean, are you advertising prostitution now?
Well, we're not advertising.
Oh, no. People, this woman is running a business.
This is not, first of all, it's not prostitution.
Wait a minute. She is running a business and people are paying for sex.
Well, people are paying into the party, presumably,
yes, paying
Emma.
Into the party. They're paying to go there to have sex. And you are promoting it through the BBC.
Well, we are giving.
I think it is damnable that you,
Terence,
as a public broadcaster, are giving this woman as the heir of publicity.
Well, can I speak to you, Terence?
And one other thing.
Well, can I speak to you, please? Well, I need to be able to speak to you.
All right, speak to me.
Okay. This is happening in Belfast. Because we cover a story does not mean that we are advertising it, does not mean that we are supporting it. And indeed, because we are covering the story, you have an opportunity to come on and use your democratic freedom to object to it and to tell Emma why you object to it.
Don't be so patronising. Don't be so damn patronising.
Right, okay.
You are a self-publicitist and you are giving this woman, because she is, needless to say, a very controversial figure, that you are, a self-publicitist and think you're getting ratings out of it. I think the BBC should get rid of you. Goodbye.
No!
There's a man that just gives his opinion and doesn't let anybody speak back to him and hangs up the phone. And that's clearly Terence, your opinion. By the way, Terence, I'm very, very keen to have people like you on the radio. But you see, when you hang up a phone and you don't let people challenge you, surely you diminish the strength of your argument by not letting people like Emma challenge you. Emma.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, I say what we do, it is like Marmite. You know, it causes very, very strong emotions on either end. People either love it or hate it. There's no one in the middle that sits there and is indifferent to the nature of what we do. And that's completely, fine. And I can't defend what we do left, right and centre to everyone that has a very strong opinion against it. All I, know, and I know exactly what happens at the parties. I know exactly, who the members are. I know they're happy. I know no one's...
Where's the evidence that there's any demand in Belfast for this?
We have 3,000 members in Northern Ireland who have been emailing us for several years. We've been going 8.5 years now. And we've had a lot of emails saying, when are you coming to Belfast? So, that's what we're going to do. And they will be in private houses. They'll be small parties were not, you know, they're not...
Who have no respect, who have no respect for themselves in terms of wanting to love the person that they're having sex with, be in a relationship with a person. It's pretty sordid, seedy, disgusting stuff. Putting on a mask and having sex with a complete stranger. You don't even know their name, isn't it?
It's not a seedy, sordid thing. It's, you know, if you take out the male, you know, psyche of sex as a sordid kind of, you know, sex is definitely pounding men just at her. You know, we, as I said before, 80% of the people that at her are come to our parties are women, and they want to explore their sexuality. And if that is, you know, getting involved with other girls, it's a very soft environment. And that's, you know, and that's what it is. And society has got a lot more open.
Go on, Lada.
I was just going to say, I was reading one of the 5 golden rules, and it says, girls make the rules, and only girls can break the rules. That doesn't sound to me like a very equal kind of place to be, because basically the guys can be used by the girls.
Yeah, if you want to look at it that way. You know, this is your argument when you said earlier.
You
let me finish. You've asked me a question, so let me answer it, please. As you said earlier, you said that the girls are being used as pieces of meat, and I was trying to say it's not that at all, and now you've, you know, turned it round. And it's very much, as I said, it's about the girls. The guys come along, the guys who come along are in relationships with the girls that come along, so they're couples. So they have chosen within their couple to have this open relationship, and that's a rule and a psychology they have within their relationship.
Why do the people wear masks, by the way? I don't get this. Why are the masks?
The mask is a lot of anonymity. We have a lot of well-known people that come along, and we have a lot of business people that don't want people to know, you know, who they are. They're doing this, you know, anonymously and in private, and it's secret. And it was that, you know.
So they're ashamed of what they're doing.
They're not ashamed of what they're doing. It's an experience, and the masks only stay on for the first hour. After the hour of the drinks reception, the masks come off. So from about 10 o'clock at night, no one's wearing masks, and everyone can see exactly who is everyone.
So it is.
You know what? I get there are strong opinions, and I get that within everyone's psychology they have an opinion of sex. And
how far away, Emma, is this? Fine. How far away is this from prostitution? They're paying money to go, and then they're having sex.
They're paying money to come to a party, and at the party there is sex. They're not paying for sex. Prostitution is when someone will give money to a person to have sex, to sleep with them.
Are they guaranteed sex before they walk in the door?
No, they're not.
Mary in Belfast. Morning, Mary.
Even at long last, I've got through to you. I'm really shocked, or maybe I'm not shocked, at what's on this morning. Because the great deceiver has been at his work all over for a long, long time. And this is another. He takes the easy touch people. They think, you know, they're enjoying themselves. And I sit in the hairdresser sometimes, and there are ones that'll go, good people, but they go for a giggle and a laugh, just to see what is going on.
You know people that go to these things?
No, not that.
And put the masks on and all that kind of malarkey.
You know, it's more like these getting their fortunes told and all that, you know. But they go for a giggle, and they have gone to male stripping places, you know.
Mm.
I sit and listen to this and learn a lot.
How do you feel about this morning that we're talking about? This party? Would you go?
Oh, God, I'm blooming sure I wouldn't. The devil himself is there. It's to destroy marriages. And if that lady doesn't know that that's what it will do. I mean, once things take place, they're in a person's mind. And they'll never leave your memory. So then things start going wrong in their marriage, if they're married, and it's a destroyer of marriages and good relationships.
But Emma's not there to be a marriage guidance counselor. You're married, Emma. You're just there to make money out of people's carnal desires.
I'm not there just to make money. I wouldn't be doing something. There's a lot of people out there who just make money out of things. I wouldn't feel so passionate about this and
over by
doing
it
if I didn't believe in the concept. Sorry.
Oh, believe in the concept.
Hello. I have been told that look out for when they are making money, because there's something wrong there if they're in it for making money.
Mary, thank you. Mick and Enniskillen. Morning, Mick.
Not too bad, Stevie boy. This is kind of disgusting, this, you know.
Yes.
Because you're all having the fun up in Belfast. Send them down to Fermanagh or Tyrone here for a bit of a crack. You know?
You think they're missing out?
We're missing out, Stephen. That's no crack at all. There's plenty of big boats down in Lough Erne, and them girls have great fun on it, and all the blokes as well, you know?
You don't think this is sordid, seedy, disgusting, should be banned?
You can't put words in people's mouths. People have their own opinion on it. If you think it's sordid and seedy, that's fine. But, you know what I mean? You can't force people to say things just because you think they're sordid.
Stephen.
Yes, mate.
It's happening in every bloody house in the country at the weekend when they're going back to the house. Anyway, so what odds, you know?
Ladder?
You know? Everybody's going back to the houses at the weekend.
At the end of the day, it is sad for me to see that women who fought for all these feminist ideas have actually just come back around full circle, thinking that the way to make a man respect them is to give them more sex. I mean, that's just the way it's going to work.
It has to be that way, you know.
You're not listening. I'm not going to knock you as a person. I don't know you. I'm sure you're a very nice person, and I would not dream of saying anything to you personally. But from my point of view, as a mother and as a woman and as a daughter, I feel, and as a wife, I just feel this just is the wrong way for one woman to another. I'm just saying, I just think it's the wrong way you think that this is the good thing for girls.
That's fine, and that's your opinion, and I respect that, and that's fine. I get, you know, a lot of women on the other hand saying the complete opposite and saying this is great. This is the fact that, you know, women are being given that platform to choose and explore themselves, sexuality.
You're just doing what men want you to do anyway.
It's not
you.
You have your opinion.
Men are always in control.
Can I finish, please? Your opinion right from the start of this has been very male-focused. It's about, in your head, you think that anything a female does is to do with attracting a guy.
No.
And it's to do with their sex. You know, everything about this is how men are going to see them, how men are going to do it. The whole point of this, it's got nothing to do with men. This whole thing, the whole setup has nothing to do with men.
You're just making it easy for them. Basically what it is, it's like...
I'm not making it easy. It's not about men.
For people who have money and power, and they think they're more classy than somebody who does it in an alley. It's no different. Take the alley people and put them into your place. Take the your place people and put them in the alley.
You won't listen to what I have to say.
I can't
listen
to it.
You can't get your head out of women being pieces of meat if they get
that. You're allowing them to be used as pieces of meat, and that's sad.
Okay, Joe's in Crumlin. Morning, Joe.
Stephen, how you doing? I was just wondering if you're not using your mask at night. Could I borrow it? the last party I was at, the elastic broke on mine, and I made a new one. also, there's an offer there of a free disco. If she needs any live music at it, I'll do a wee disco for her at it, and I'm sure I'll have a few extra roadies for bringing in the gear right enough, but all free, of course.
We're done.
They only need to be accompanied by girls, please.
We're done. Emma, thank you very much. Lava, thank you.
Thank you.
Morning to you both. If you want to talk about this on Twitter, @StephenNolan on Twitter.